The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats of me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, 'For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father.' Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, 'Do you also wish to go away?' Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite you to be seated. "This teaching is difficult," said the disciples. "Who can accept it?" Well, since about the 4th century and Constantine, it's been safe and respectable to call oneself Christian. But before that, not so much. Christians were ridiculed and even persecuted to death for a number of reasons for a number of centuries. And one of the reasons was that Jesus is scandalous. There are no two ways about it. We're confronted with it in this teaching today. And ultimately, in his death as a criminal on an execution tool, the cross. This teaching is difficult. In Greek, difficult is skandalazai, which means scandalous. This teaching is scandalous, another word. Not only a reaction to the conversation about drinking and eating the flesh and blood, which I had mentioned last week, actually points not to communion, which didn't occur in this gospel, but points to Jesus' death. That is, eating and drinking flesh and blood means that we take into ourselves and are nourished by Jesus' death for us. But Jesus also says here that he's the living bread from heaven. And Jewish tradition of the day held that God is so holy and set apart from us, you shouldn't even say his name aloud. So it's offensive that a mere human would so intimately connect himself to the holiest one. Fast forward 2,000 years. Hearing Jesus called Son of God from childhood for most of us takes a lot of the scandal out of it, doesn't it? We forget just how outrageous that statement is. Although there are some among us, I'm sure, who struggle with the faith because of the resurrection and other miracles that just don't jive with science or logic. For them, the outrageousness is apparent. They can help the rest of us to hear these words anew, perhaps. Many of our beliefs really are a bit outrageous. God dying as a criminal, the resurrection, that God actually becomes human in the first place? Just as the disciples said, This teaching is scandalous. Who can accept it? Jesus has the answer. No one. No one can come to me. Martin Luther put it this way in the third article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But then, of course, we know there have been millions of believers beginning with the apostles. And so we have to add back that verse that I sneakily took out. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father." Luther's take. I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but instead, the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, and keeps me in faith with the brothers and sisters, the communion of saints. This scandalous gospel of a crucified God, an executed God, this outrageous belief that has been trusted by billions of people over the course of time, beginning with the apostles, who at first all, Peter kind of did a turnaround from what he was saying here today. Everybody abandoned Jesus at the cross. And then, after the resurrection, eventually staked their lives on him and were all killed, put to death for their trust in Christ. And there have been believers since then in every age, billions of human beings just like us who've trusted that Christ is the clearest expression of God on earth, the Son of God. But then again, perhaps numbers really shouldn't be relied on too much because Christianity is not a popularity contest, and anything, any religion can be popular, including religious movements that destroy and harm life. Perhaps, though, the fact that billions of people over the ages have believed this outrageous gospel of an executed God can be seen as a bit miraculous. And that we too have believed is perhaps the most profound miracle of all. There have been glimpses and moments that you and I have experienced it as a profound truth that Jesus is the Son of God. So you see, the Father has drawn us to Christ too. Yes, the Christian faith is scandalous, but we've also experienced in glimpses and moments the life and the power and the freedom and the well-being that is the salvation that comes from trusting this crucified God. Thanks be to the Spirit of God, who is bigger than all of our doubts, all of our fears, our questions, and who draws us to Christ in spite of ourselves. So hear this word in which God's Spirit draws you in. Come to the table at which Christ feeds us, gives us life with his death. For to whom else can we go? Here are the words of eternal life. Life that we can't quite keep to ourselves, can we? But are driven to share with a hurting world and hurting people. Amen.